The social interaction in pub trivia has proven to be a major factor in improving cognitive health. Mm-hmm. Scott Brown is a cognitive psychologist. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Is this along the same lines as use it or lose it?
It really is use it or lose it. It's the same as so many other things, you know, physical things as well. The more you use it, the less likely you are to lose it.
And Scott, pub trivia, it does seem to be on the rise, or is that just an observation which is actually not right?
I don't know about that one, but I think I've observed the same thing up here in Newcastle. There's pub trivia everywhere now, isn't there?
Yep.
I would have thought, though, the mobile phone might have killed pub trivia.
Oh, you've got to be honest about it, don't you? When you're at the pub trivia, they say no mobile phones. And you could always hide one under the table and cheat, I guess, but that's not part of the fun, is it?
It ain't. I remember reading a year or two ago that they said that getting involved in thinking is very good at preventing cognitive decline. You know, we're talking here dementia and Alzheimer's. But it did say that it's really preferable if it's very difficult thinking.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it. It's like if you use the analogy of lifting weights for building muscle. You lift heavy weights to build the muscle, and it's the same with thinking. You engage in deep or sustained thinking, and that's really good for you in making sure that you're practicing those neural pathways that do the best parts of your cognitive work.
So, Scott,
and then the idea... Sorry.
So every day, do you open a paper and do the super quiz?
I don't open the paper and do this. I should do, shouldn't I? I'd be a better man if I did.
Good on you, Scott. So Scott Brown, cognitive psychologist. We're going to get Sean Dooley to tell us what the bird is in the background of that interview with Scott, who is in Newcastle. We're now joined by Mark Scorcher Davidson with some pub trivia questions.
Boys, which soft drink began in Morrison's drug store in Waco, Texas in 1885?
Do we say the obvious?
I'll say Pepsi.
Yeah, well, Coke.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. It's actually, it tastes a little bit like Prime.
tastes like Panadol.
Exactly.
Like Dr. Pepper, yeah.
What is the capital of Laos?
Oh, you know
Vientiane.
Oh, very good. The Munich Beer Festival is held in which month?
September.
It says October here.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It starts in September.
September.
Yeah. And finishes in October.
Bit like lunch today.
Hey.
Which author wrote Jurassic Park?
Oh.
Sam Neill.
No. No. It's the horror guy.
Stephen King.
No. No, no, no.
I've got no idea.
Michael Crichton.
Oh, yeah.
Tricky one. Which US state drinks the most alcohol per person?
Massachusetts.
I'd say a small one like Rhode Island.
Well, I'm thinking Massachusetts because of the students.
Mm. Nevada. I mean, yeah, I don't know how you know that.
Yeah.
What else have we got? What food is the leading source of salmonella poisoning?
Chicken.
Very good. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, okay.
Could go.
What else?
Come on, Tony Burr.
Which country has the largest population in South America?
Brazil.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which country has the largest coastline?
Oh, is it
Canada?
How'd you know that?
Canada. Yeah.
Pretty big. And you count all those islands as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. I think I'm out.
Okay.
What's this? TikTok 10.
Yeah, Miles. What's that?
What am I reading here? Miles Glaspole. Is that his name? Oh, so he does 10 quick quiz questions every day, and we've got to say the answer before he says it. All right, here's yesterday's.
Rhyming with tinge is what five-letter word meaning to lightly burn something?
Scorch.
Singe, created by Ludwig Bemelmann's kids' book character Madeline, lives in which city?
Paris.
Paris.
Paris. Retired professional wrestler Paul Levesque is better known by the moniker Triple What?
Zero.
Threat.
H. What is the common two-word term for precipitation with an unusually low pH?
Rain. Oh, drizzle.
Acid rain. Which food company's logo depicts a mother bird with two baby birds in a nest?
Nestle.
Nestle. Elton John rewrote Candle in the Wind for which famous person's funeral?
Princess Di.
Well done.
Princess Diana. Which paper size is larger, A1 or A6?
A1.
Which Simon and Garfunkel hit plays over the end credits of the 60s film The Graduate? New TikTok 10th appearing before US Congress this week. Shou Zi Chew is the CEO of which major tech company?
TikTok.
TikTok.
She was. Oh, I thought we should do it every day.
How's your cognitive health now?
Yeah.
Improved.
Good. I feel dumber.